makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And they'd like to mention the fact that their product, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good, it's refreshing, and the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia! There's one thing about America. If you don't got the money to buy what you want, you don't have to worry. That's because they got something that's called credit. Which means you buy today and worry tomorrow. Yeah, sure, in America you buy anything you want for credit, but with one basic condition, you gotta know how to spell your name. I'm never forget to when I was in this country, I'm bought lots of things for credit. Radio, post, gas range, lots of more things. Then there came a time for first payment. And I'm found out that a big American institution, the loan company. The loan company was very nice. They gave me money to make the payments on a radio, post, and a gas range. Then the next month, the loan company came to me for money. I was in the biggest trouble. I had to find somebody. And that's when I found out about America's biggest institution, Pasquale's Fat Dorosa. Can I show you, Mamma Mia, how much I'm becoming a good American? Some big wholesale houses have promised to give me antiques for credit if I'm going to get my name in a Dun and Bradstreet book. This is a Dun and Bradstreet book, Mamma Mia. It's got the names of all the businesses in the United States. And they give you marks and how good your business is. It's like a school report card with the money. But wouldn't it be wonderful if I was in this Dun and Bradstreet with all the other big names? Anyway, I'm acting like a big man, look up at Dun and Bradstreet in the phone book, I'm going to call him up, and next morning I was very nervous, waiting for the man to come over and investigate me.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
What's the matter for you? What's no way to say hello to Pasquale, little banana nose?
I'm sorry, Pasquale. I'm a little nervous today. I'm waiting for somebody to come.
A customer, little cabbage puss?
No, Pasquale. You ever hear of Dun and Bradstreet?
No, but I heard of Fifth and Broad Street. Is that what you mean?
No, Pasquale, Dun and Bradstreet is not the street. It's a credit company. They send a man over to investigate me, put my name in a book, and once I'm in the book, I'm going to have a credit rating and a wholesaler is going to lend me antiques. May I understand who's a Dun and Bradstreet?
Sure, it's a bookie. That's going to help your business, eh? Luigi, take my advice. So when this accredited fella comes, you send him away quick.
No, not that credit.
Yes, you listen to me. Look, smarty pants. I've been 26 years in the spaghetti business in America, and I did pretty good without this Sydney and a Green Street.
That's a Dun and a Bradstreet.
What's the difference? Look, Luigi, once you start up with a Bradstreet, you're done. My only advice to you for your own good, forget the credit and stuff. You want to be a bigger businessman, do all your buying and selling one way. K-A-S-H, cash.
Well, I'm not got enough for cash.
All right, so come to me.
And are you going to lend me the money?
No, but I sent you to a third party, and this third party is just a busted with cash.
Yeah, and a factor, too.
Luigi, don't start up with that, because if you...
Hello, I'm Mr. Hotchkiss from Dun & Bradstreet. Are you Luigi Bosco?
Yes, I'm this is a Mr. Pasquale.
Pleased to meet you.
Davey, you brat, you ain't lending a cent out of me.
Mr. Bosco, I wonder if I could speak to you someplace where it's quiet.
Well, sure, Mr. Hotchkiss.
Look, Mr. Hotchkiss, if you want to find out anything at all, you ask me, because I brought this little pupsqueaker here from Italy. I set him up for the business.
I see. Just how much stock did he begin with, Mr. Pasquale?
$50.
You lent him $50 to start a new business?
Certainly. Money was no object.
Yeah, but then my business was got very good, Mr. Hotchkiss, and for 3 years I buy and sell.
And how much would you say your business is worth today?
$40. He buys the more than he sells.
That's not the truth. Mr. Hotchkiss, I'm got over $1,000 in antiques to write to Mr. Story.
All right, that sounds reasonable.
Don't believe him, Mr. Hopscotch. Here, look at this old spinning wheel. He says it's worth the $50. I say it's worth the 50 cents of a firewood. Look at this chair, marked $10. Not worth the 98 cents.
No, that's not the truth. It's a genuine antique.
Oh, what are you talking? The oldest thing in this store is me.
Please, Mr. Hotchkiss, don't listen to
him. Rest assured, Mr. Bosco, Dun and Bradstreet's decision on your rating will be determined solely on the basis of solid business facts. Now, a few more questions. Number one, what is the size of your bank account?
Better skip it for number two.
Please, Pasquale. I'm got a $58 in the bank, Mr. Hutchinson.
Uh-huh. Do you have any outstanding debts, Mr. Bosco?
No, I don't owe nobody nothing.
That's a lie. He owes a cent to the party something.
Mr. Bosco, what debt is Mr. Pasquale referring to?
A 250-pound debt.
250 pounds. Is that English pounds, Mr. Pasquale?
No, it's American pounds. It's all a fat man is a daughter Rosa. I'm sure to marry her.
And until he does, he's going to be nothing but a failure.
I think I'm starting to get a clear picture, Mr. Bosco. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, but why you going so quick, Mr. Hotchkiss? You going to give me a bad mark in the book?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Bosco. It's too early to tell what your rating will be. I'll have to do a little more outside research before I can come to any definite conclusions about your financial condition.
Oh, but you think maybe it's going to be a good marker, huh?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Bosco.
But maybe you're going to give me a little hint, huh?
I'm sorry.
But if only you...
Luigi, stop begging for mercy. Your only chance now is the governor.
And then this Hotchkiss walked out just like that, Luigi.
That's right, Horowitz. And I'm worried because if he's giving me bad direction, I'm not going to get a credit and do business like real American business, is it?
Yeah, I sympathize with you, Luigi. That's right, Luigi. Today you can't do business without credit. We spent half our lives borrowing money, and the other half in not paying it back. That's my Luigi.
Quiet, fellas. Here comes the teacher.
Good evening, Clark.
Good evening, Miss Ball.
All right, I'll call the roll. Tabasco?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Schultz?
Ryan Hoffles couldn't drag me away.
Why, Mr. Schultz, do you like school that much?
No, I just don't like to be dragged by wild horses. I smile, everybody. Let us be gay.
All right. Let's get on with our work now. Class, I asked you to study the chapter in your civics books on the Supreme Court. Mr. Horowitz, you may tell us how many judges there are in the Supreme Court.
With pleasure. It so happens I have a wonderful system for remembering that. A cat has 9 lives, and there are 9 judges in our Supreme Court.
Well, that's very good. And who is Chief Judge?
Mr. Cat.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Horowitz. Mr. Schultz, you may name the 9 judges of the Supreme Court.
Just as easy as pie. One, Felix Frankfurter. Two... Himmel, right now I would settle for Mr. Cat.
Oh, Mr. Schultz, keep quiet, please. Mr. Olson, tell him.
Yeah,
To complete the list, there are Fred Vinson, Hugo Black, Stanley Reed, William O. Douglas, Robert H. Jackson, Harold H. Burton, Nick Seven, so far.
Good. Mr. Basco, the other two names.
The other two names?
Yes. Yeah.
Banana Bradstreet.
Why?
Like I always say, you got to give those judges credit. That was a lot of loud.
I said enough, Mr. Shaw. Where did you get that Dun and Bradstreet from?
Well, I'm a center for them, and the manager came, but I'm afraid that he's going to give me a better credit mark in the book. And I'm not going to get credit from the wholesaler house.
The last two judges.
Mr. Basco, did the Dun and Bradstreet investigator really come to see you?
Oh, sure, but it would have Pasquale mixing him up and me too. I don't think he's going to mark me good in the credit book.
Don't be too sure, Luigi. You shouldn't cross your bridges until you come to them.
Yeah, you save a lot of toll charges, then.
Number 8 is Thomas C. Clark.
Sure, friend, you don't know how important this is for my business. If I'm trying to get a credit with a wholesale house, then I'm never going to grow in the business.
Now, who could be number 9?
Mr. Basco, if you're so upset about what rating Dun and Bradstreet will give you, why don't you phone them? Maybe they'll tell you beforehand.
The 9th judge is Sherman Minton.
Miss Spalding, please start him on the rivers of the world and don't wake him up till Christmas.
Luigi, Miss Spalding gave you a very good idea. There's nothing like action. Call up.
Yes, why don't you?
Better still, Luigi, go down to the company and find out.
Sherman, go down to Dun and Bradstreet?
Certainly, you grab the bull by the horns. Go down, see the big shot. Tell him, I'm Luigi Basco. You sent a man to investigate me. I am here. Tell me what you decided about my credit.
Then what's he going to say, Schultz?
Well, now he's got three alternatives. One, he could hem and haw. Two, he could stall you politely.
And a three,
he could kick you out.
Oh, nothing of the kind, Mr. Basco. You go there. I'm sure you'll do well.
Hey, you're right, Miss Spalding. I'm a got nothing to lose. I'm a gonna down to Dun and Bradstreet tomorrow morning.
Luigi, I want you to know, if they do give you a high credit rating,
yes, for sure, sir.
Let me be the first one to borrow $5 from you.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, we'd like to mention that Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is a delicious treat you can chew and enjoy while you're doing other things. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint while you're doing housework, for instance. If you work in an office or a factory, the good tasty chewing seems to make your job go smoother and easier. A refreshing stick of Wrigley's Spearmint is swell to chew while you're driving your car, riding on the bus, or doing your shopping. Yes, folks, with a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum handy, you're always set for taste enjoyment plus chewing enjoyment. So wherever you are and wherever you go, be sure to have Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum with you. Get a few packages tonight or tomorrow morning. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, Mamma Mia, I got up this morning after a bad dream. I dreamed I went to Dun and Bradstreet. Mr. Dun says, Luigi, we got a way you see if you got enough of credit. Then Mr. Bradstreet is a push me on one side of the scale, roses jump on the other side, and I'm a flew through the roof. But a dream is no stopping me from going downtown. After breakfast, I took all of my receipts and my checks and my little account book and my bank book, and I start to walk to the door when suddenly a bunch of hot airs come rushing in.
Luigi, about the rose.
No, please, but I'm got a big hurry.
Once and for all.
I'm going to Dun and Bradstreet.
What's your hurry?
Because I'm going to Dun and Bradstreet. I'm going to find out what the credit they're giving me. Listen, Pasquale, stop. Stop holding me back. I'm gotta go.
Oh, calm down. Relapse. How do you realize what you want to do now might mean the end of Luigi Basco in America?
The end?
Why? Why? Think about it yourself. You go busting into their office. Dunn is talking to Bradstreet about should they let $1 million at the General Motors, yadda yadda yadda. You start yapping about your antique shop. Biz, phone call to Washington, beep, 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 the Marines, and next thing you know, Luigi Basco's on a cattle boat to Italy.
Pasquale, you're wrong.
I'm wrong, huh? Luigi, I might not be so smart with the books, but I know American business like I know the palm of my hand. The biggest thing I could teach you is this. You got less than 2 years to wait before they crown you American citizen, right?
That's right, Pasquale.
All right. But those are 2 years you got to lay low, huh? Stay in your own little backyard. Don't pick fights with the dumbs and the Bradstreets. Don't do nothing till Truman stamps on your record this greenhorn allowed to vote. You listen to me, Luigi.
Hello, hello. Is the bus going to take a shopper? At the Basco speaking.
Mr. Basco, this is Mr. Brown of Colonial Antiques. Your shipment is ready. Have you received your credit rating yet?
Credit rating? No, I don't know. No, I'm sorry, but not yet, but...
Well, that's too bad, Mr. Basco. If you don't get it by tomorrow, we'll have to cancel your order. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Mamma mia. Pasquale, don't stop me. I'm gonna go to the Diamond of Bradstreet Company now.
Stop. Will you please... All right, I'm gonna tell you something I was a-saving for last. I didn't want to tell you this, but I will. I found out that this Bradstreet is a big national business. National means Washington, which means the minute you walk in their office, FBI searches your pocket, somebody takes your picture, and I pity you if they catch you walking around without your fingerprints.
No, Buster, that's impossible. You make everything up. I'm going to downtown.
All right, go. Let them find out how broke you are. They're going to give you a WPA rating.
WPA, what's that?
Workhouse for poor aliens.
It's 300 West Adams Street. What a big building. The sign says it's done in the Bradstreet's established 1841. Mamma mia, that means that today they're both 110 years old. Well, Luigi, take up your courage. You walk in and don't get scared. You've got to get that rating. Excuse me, miss.
Yes?
I'm a Luigi Basco. I'm a coming for my mark.
You want your credit rating, is that it?
That's right.
I see. May I have your name again, please?
Luigi Basco. B-A-S-C-O. Everything is a little except for the B. That's a big.
I see. Are you a subscriber to our service?
Subscriber? No, I'm a ticket dealer.
Mr. Basco, how long has your business been listed with us?
Since 5:30 yesterday. That's the one who managed to come to ask me a question.
I see. A new subscriber. Well, I don't think your rating will be listed for another couple of months. You see, our book is correct and published every 60 days.
Please, Mr. Young Lady, maybe you'd take one little peek anyway just to make sure.
It would be a waste of time, Mr. Basco.
Well, maybe you...
too soon.
Maybe, please, you'll let me talk to Mr. Dunham Bradstreet, and he's going to tell me my marker.
Mr. Basco, your business will not be listed for about 60 days.
All right, then I'm going to wait to hear. Look, maybe you'll let me talk to the boss.
Do you want to see Mr. Hastings, our general manager?
Who?
General manager.
All right, must be a very big man if he's a manager general.
Mr. Basco, it's entirely beyond my power to help you.
But Mr. Hastings, all I'm asking you...
I've checked, Mr. Basco, and at the present time, Dunn and Bradstreet has no report about your business.
But Mr. Hashkush has invested me yesterday.
And so far, we've had no report from him.
Maybe he's got lost in the street to cut. Maybe...
Mr. Basco, you've taken up a half hour of my time.
I'm sorry. Maybe you send me somebody else. I'm going to take up with that time.
There would be no point. I'm in charge of this office.
Oh. You was bought the business from a Dunn and Bradstreet?
Mr. Dunn and Mr. Bradstreet are both dead.
Both dead? Then who's to pay you your wage?
Mr. Basco, I'm trying to be patient with you.
Please, I'm sorry to bother you so much, but to me, it's, well, it's so important. It would be the worst day of my life if you put me in a book with this bad credit rating. Because then I'm not going to stay in business. Tell the truth. Go on, I tell you. You got my credit mark in the book now, but you're ashamed to tell me.
No, and believe me, not even a vice president of the firm could tell you more than I have.
Good, then I'm going to see him.
See who?
The vice president.
He's a busy man, Mr. Basco, very busy, and right now I know he's not free.
Oh, you're making a joke of Mr. Hastings. In America, everybody's a free. Please, Mr. Vice President, you look in a book for me and see, huh?
Hey, Mr. Basco, it's very rare indeed that I get to talk directly with our clients. Usually the reporting manager or the office manager or the district manager handles these problems.
No, please, Mr. Vice President, you do me this one favor. I promise you I'm going to do all of my business with you.
Mr. Basco, how long have you been in our country?
3 years, 18 days. And if you tell me what time is it now, I'm going to give you hours in a minute.
How do you like America, Mr. Basco?
Mamma mia. If I'm in a long time ago what I'm in now, I would have got myself a born in America.
I'm sure you'll make a fine citizen one day, Mr. Basco. Now, just what is your trouble? Perhaps I can help you.
Well, I'm found out the only way I can get antiques for credit from wholesaler is if I'm got a good credit rating with a Dun & Bradstreet. So yesterday you was sent to Mr. Hatchikis to my store.
Is he one of our field agents?
No, I'm an antique shop and not a field. He's an antique agent, maybe.
Well, go on.
Well, then he's asking me a lot of questions. I'm answering. He's go away. I'm worried that maybe he's give me a bad mark. Mr. Vice President, what is the best mark you give out?
Triple A1. Have you ever heard of it, Mr. Basco?
Triple A1? Oh, sure. I saw this triple A1 in newspaper once, and I thought it's like a vitamin B1.
Triple A1 is our highest credit rating. Companies like General Motors, AT&T, and Standard Oil get that distinction. They're $1 million and over companies. I presume you're below $1 million.
I'm not below, I'm way under.
Well, you need over $750,000 to get a double A. And the lower you get, the rating goes to B and C and so on. Just how much are you worth, Mr. Basco?
Well, I don't think American alphabet is go far enough. No, please, Mr. Vice President, maybe we take a quick look in the book now and see.
Mr. Basco, this Dun & Bradstreet book, on that book, my desk here, well, it contains over 2 million names.
All right, the happier you look, you take it the first 1 million, I'm going to take it the second.
If our investigator saw you this morning, your business wouldn't be listed for a couple of months.
Mamma mia, that's the back of where I'm going to start it. If you vice the president, then you don't have to ask nobody else.
That's not true. We depend entirely upon our investigators. They're very able men.
Oh, they are, huh?
Look behind you on the wall, Mr. Basco. You'll see a portrait of a man who, during his youth, served as a field man for Dun & Bradstreet. Do you recognize him?
Mamma mia. Abraham Lincoln.
Now, I suggest that you go home, Mr. Basco, and have patience. Within a couple of months...
But I can't wait...
Hold it so long, Mr. Basco.
And then the Pasquale Vice President, he's a guy very excited, and I'm going to walk out. Pasquale, what are you talking to yourself like that? What do you say to yourself again?
I'm just praying for your life, that's all. Oh, what a boo. But wouldn't listen to Pasquale. No, Luigi's a big shot. You know what's going to happen to you now, Mr. Man Without a Country?
What the, Pasquale?
That vice president's going to make sure you get the lowest rating there is. Triple Z, 6 3/8. Soon as the whole of the country finds out Luigi Basco's got no credit, can't be trusted, then the bank refuses to take your money, telephone book rejects your name. You know what the library is going to stamp on your library card?
What the?
Bad risk, I must return this book in 2 hours. Yes, Luigi, and then to sign you own a death noose, you had to make all those insulting remarks in front of Abraham Lincoln, the father of the country.
No, not to me, Pasquale. Rather than insult Mr. Lincoln, I would rather die.
Don't worry, you will. Just the one thing, Luigi. Have a respect when a firing squad shoots. Huh? Try to fall towards a Lincoln, Nebraska.
Pasquale, you got a money, you got a citizen of purpose. They're going to listen to you. Come on, Pasquale, save him.
All right, Luigi, I'm going to save you, Skin. Well, you know the penalty, marriage.
Call her in, Pasquale.
That's the one I like, a fighter. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
Thank you, Rosa. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, Luigi wants to marry you. What do you say?
Nothing. I'm playing hard to get.
Now, listen to me.
Hello, Mr. Basco.
Oh, Mr. Hotcake.
Mr. Hotcake.
I just came from the office, Mr. Basco. Your credit rating came through, and since you showed so much anxiety, the vice president himself asked me to come down and tell you about it in person.
Luigi, don't say a word till my lawyers are talking to you.
What lawyers? This is off the record, Mr. Basco. Your credit rating in Dun & Bradstreet's new book will be K1.5.
K1.5 for what's the distance?
Means that the most of your credit is a good four is a buck and a half.
Oh, nonsense. It's not a very big rating, but it means your business is financially sound and your credit is good up to $200.
$200? Mamma mia, that's a fine. Now I'm going to buy on a credit from a wholesaler and I'm going to grow bigger and bigger.
Oh, big deal. Luigi, you go through the marriage, Pasquale's going to rate you B29. Sky's the limit.
Thank you, Pasquale. Mr. Hotcake, I told you yesterday you was going to give him a bad rating.
Well, since yesterday, Mr. Basco, I did some pretty thorough research work on you. I spoke to your bank, your gas and electric company, your business connections, and from half a dozen other sources, I found out you pay your bills on time, and what's more important, the people you do business with trust you. That's good enough for Dun & Bradstreet.
Mamma, mamma mia.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Basco.
Goodbye, goodbye, and thank you.
Hey, Mr. Hipswich, wait. Maybe I would like to get a new book, too. I got a lot of big assets.
Well, that's for him the biggest. Well, mamma mia. Soon I'm going to have my name in a great American book with Dun & Bradstreet. And my business is going to grow bigger and bigger. Mamma mia, I'm going to hardly wait for a new book to come out because in between AT&T and a Continental can is going to be to your loving son, Luigi Basco, K1.5 for the Limiter.
The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Mac Benoff. Pat Burton is associate producer. The script is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Todd Conreed as Schultz, Yoda Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Schiff as Rick Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olson. The music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. This is Charles Lyon. This is the CBS Radio Network.